Okay, so we stopped at Tezayin, right? Tezayin, Tezayin, Tanachos, or on top of Tezayin by the Mishnah. Today's year is sponsored for Rufu Shalema for Shoshana Baske Bas Rachel Devorah. Okay, today's stop is not easy. A lot of piggle, and here we go. Try to do as best we can. Piggle becomate below Bulavona. Okay, if someone has a piggle thought by the Kemitza, not the Lavona. Rashi, the Haktaras Komet, while you're burning the Ketoret, while you're burning the Komet, Chishiv al Shirayim, you dreamed about eating the Shirayim at the wrong place or the wrong time. Okay? But not by the Lavona. By the Lavona, you didn't have that thought. What? No. There's two parts to a mincha. There's a Komet and a Lavona. By the Kemitza, you thought about the Shirayim. By the Lavona, you didn't. Okay? So that's crucial. That's why I read that Rashi. While you're doing the Kemitza, you dreamed about the Shirayim. When you did the Lavona, you had no such dream. Or the other way around. Or the Lavona, below the Komet. Or you had thoughts like that when you burnt the Lavona, but not when you burnt the Kemitza. So Rav Meir Omer Piggle, the Chayavad Olav Kari. Rav Meir is going to say, that's Piggle. And he encouraged that. Why? Because Rav Meir is going to hold, we'll see in the Gemara, that Rav Meir is Mechayit Piggle on a Chatzin Matir. A mincha has two elements, Kemitza, Lavona. You have Piggle by one of them, that's no good. That's no good. The Chachamim Omrim, Ein Bo Kari, Ad Sheyafagel B'chol HaMatir. You have to have Piggle by both Matirs. Right? Both Matirs. Umodim Chacham Lord Meir, but Chacham agreed to Rav Meir, where there is no Lavona, for example, Minchat Chote and Minchat Kinos, right? Where there is no Lavona, by a Sota, and, you know, the guy ate Tuma, and he can't afford a carbon, right? Touch a Betuma, or he went to business. So those, right? And there is no Lavona. That what? Shem Pigel, Bekomei, Chu Pigel, Bechevan Lav Kare. Why? Shakomet hu hamatir. Only the komet is the matir. There is no lavona. Therefore, you have a piggle thought by the kemitza. That's enough, and therefore you get kares. Shachat echad min akvasim. Back to this. Let's say somebody shechted one of the sheep of Shavuot. Lechol beiz chalos l'machar to eat the two loaves tomorrow, which you can't do that. The loaves can only be eaten on Shavuot, or Iktir Echad Min HaBezichim. You were Maktir, one of the spoons of the Lechem upon him on any Shabbat, any old Shabbat. Lechol Beis Sedarim Lamachar, with the intention of eating the 12 loaves, the two Sedarim, two halves, tomorrow, right? Rav Meir Omer Pigel V'Chayavan Olav Kare. Right? You get Piggle, and that's Kares. Why? Same exact reason. One spoon is a Chati Matir. One sheep is a Chati Matir. That's enough to make you Chayav Piggle. You're not going to get Piggle until you have a Piggle thought by both all Matirs. Shachar Echad Men HaKvasim Lechol Mimeno L'machar. If you shecht one of the sheep with the intention of eating it tomorrow, right? Who piggle? That's piggle. Why? Because that's its own matter. Everybody will agree that you're going to get courage for that because it's its own matter. It's not a different thing. Till now we've been talking about I'm doing A, thinking about B. I'm doing the kibitza, thinking about the shirayim. I'm doing the bezichin, thinking about the bread. I'm doing the sheep, thinking about the bread. Here, I'm doing the sheep, thinking about the sheep. You don't need another matzah for that. The hasheni, the chaveiro kasher. The other sheep is fine. The other sheep is fine, right? Lecho mechaveiro lamachar. I'm shechting sheep number one, dreaming about sheep number two. Shneim ksherim. They're both kasher. Why? Because during each sheep, you had no thought. During this sheep, I'm thinking of the other one. That's nothing to do with this one. This one's kosher. The other one is its own matzah. That's kosher also. Okay? So they're both kosher. Hey, we're not even going to discuss that case. It's easy. Okay? Good? So far so good? Okay. Amar Rav. Rav is going to make a statement now, which I think we're going to end up rejecting. Because it's not going to make any sense. Rav says like this. The machloket in the Mishnah between Rav Meir and the Chachamim in the first case. Moish, the first case was, someone's doing Kemitah, and he's dreaming about eating the Shirayim at another place, another time. So Rav Meir says he gets tickled for that. Oh, and by the Lavona, he didn't have any bad thoughts. So Rav Meir says it's tickled. Why? Kemitah's a matir. Lavona's a matir. Chati matir is enough to give him a Megichai of tickle. Chacham say, no, you have to have tickle by both. Okay? Good? Amar Rav, machlokes, shenasen as a komet v'shtika. The machlokes is, you did the komet quietly, without any thought. As halavona v'machshava. And you did the Lavona with a pickle machshava. Or the other way around, by the way. Or the other way around. In other words, the point is, that's where Rav Meir says you pickle, and the Chachamim say, no pickle. Aval natan komet v'machshava. But what if you did the kmita with a bad machshava? Or et halavona, that halavona, v'shtika, and then you were quiet by the Lavona, divihak called pickle. Everybody holds that's pickle. Why does everybody hold that's pickle? Why? Shekol ha'otza al das v'shona hu otza. Because, says Rav, now the Mishnah didn't say this. The Mishnah didn't say this at all. The Mishnah said that if you have a pickle thought by one, it's a machloket. Says Rav, yeah, but that's only true if the second one, if you have the pickle thought by the first one. Well, the komet comes first. First you burn the kemitah, then you do the lavona. If you have a pickle thought by the kemitah, and then you have nothing by the lavona, you're quiet, you're thinking about whatever, thinking about the carpet even. No, you still pickle. Even the Chacham would agree to that. Why? Because he holds, al das rishona hu oseh. Your machshava follows the first machshava. So you get a pickle thought by the first one, it carries over to the second one. Okay? You got that? That's crucial. Shmuel Omar, Shmuel says, no, dying here machlokes is still a machlokes. He doesn't buy into this idea of al das rishona hu oseh. For the most of the day now, till sure the whole Omar Aleph, we're going to be discussing, is that true? Keep hammering away at Rav? Do we have a concept of al das rishona hu oseh? You do one action, and it carries over to you do one thought, and that carries over to other avodas, the same thought should be, even though you don't have that thought anymore, we're gonna impute it to you, we're gonna charge you with that thought. Right? We're gonna consider it if you do. Yosef Rava, the Ka'amah LaHashmaita, Rava was sitting there and he heard this part. Ace day Rav Acha Bar Rehuna LaRava. So they asked the following question to Rava. Rava was repeating this over, and they're all sitting there, and how can this be? He says, Bamed Devar Mamurim. When do we say that the Komet ruined the Avoda? If you have a pickle thought by Kemita, it ruins the Avoda. The Kemita, right? This is a Brisa that's going to come 6 times in the next 2 days. When do we say that you have a Machshava by Kemita? It ruins the carpet, the pickle, the Kemita, by Kemita, or Matan Kli, or you put the Kemita into a Kli, all these are Chashav Avodas, or Behila. Or you're walking to the, while you're walking with the Komet to the Mizbeach, you're dreaming about the Shirayim at the wrong. It's all pickle. It's all no good. Aval ba lo lahaktara. Right? But when it comes to the being makdir, the Kemitah, which by the way, is also such a thing as being makdir the Lavona. So when it comes to the Kemitah, no sin as a Komet v'shtika. If you did the Kemitah without any bad thoughts. The et halavona v'machshava. And by the Lavona you were thinking about pickle. Or the other way around. Et hakomet v'machshava, v'et halavona v'shtika. Right? Rebbe Meir Omer pickle, v'chayavan alav kareis, v'chacham ein bo kareis adji yifagel v'chol hamatir. Right? Meir says you have to have pickle thoughts by both matirs. K'tani miha, but this brisa clearly says They argue in that very case. The case that Rav said they don't argue, the Braisa says they do. Rav said, if you have machshava, pigle machshava by avoda A, and not pigle machshava by avoda B, we still say it's pigle by B. Why? Al das rishona. Right? Your pigle carries over, even though you're not... This Braisa doesn't say that at all. This Braisa says that the Rav don't agree to that. They hold pigle by both matirs, regardless of which one first and which one second. We don't have such a din like that, that we carry it over. Got that, Kasha? So the Gemara says, Ema changed the brisa to say, Ukvarna sedet halavona b'shtika meikara. When do the Chachamim say their din, that you need pigle by both? That's where you did the lavona first without machshava. But, if you would do one avoda with machshava, and the second one without, Rav would agree, and the Chachamim would agree, that Chachai is pigle. He would change the brisa to make it make sense, that Rav should make sense. That what? That if you do avoda one, and then avoda two follows, right? Even the Chachamim would agree that that's pigle. Even though you only have machshava by the first one. If you only have a machshava by the second one, then the Chachamim would agree it's not pigle. Why? It's only a chatimah. Make sense, Moshe? Right. So the Gemara says, wait a minute. We can't change the price like that. Two problems with that, changing it. Chada, first of all, the Hainu Kamaisa. He said the second case twice. He said the first case twice. Right? If you change the second half, right, go back to the Brisa. Nasa does a call my Peshtika. Besalavona b'machshava. Right? I'm on the first line there. Right? Nasa does a call my Peshtika. Besalavona b'machshava. What would the Chacham hold such a case? No pigle. Why? Because the first avoda there was no pigle. Only the second one. Now, Nasa as a call my Peshtika. Besalavona b'shtika. We're changing that to mean, you did the Lavona first, b'shtika, and then the Kamisa with pigle. It's the exact same thing as the first case. It's the exact same thing. You think the same thing twice. What's the same thing twice? The same thing is, the first case was no machshava. The second case, the second avoda, was machshava. As the Rishonim pointed out, it makes no difference which avoda was done first, which was done. It doesn't make a difference. The point doesn't make a difference. Right? The point is, we did the first machshava, we did the first avoda, you had no pigle thought. When you did the second one, you did. So what do you see? Of course, the Chacham agree. There's no pigle there. Why? Because we had a machshava and chatimah here. What if the machshava pigle was first? Then it would carry over to the second one. That's the Gemara. You can't say that. First of all, you say the same thing twice. Same case twice. That's first of all. Second of all, the Ode, Hatanya, we have a different price that says in black and white, V'acharkach, V'atanya, acharkach. Right? It says acharkach. Another price says acharkach. Meaning, the bad machshava was first, and after that, acharkach, after that, you had a second machshava. And you know what? The Chacham hold, there's no pigle. Why not? Because we don't say Rav Din, that we follow the thought. We don't say that. Al Das Rishona. You don't say such a din like that. We don't say it. How could Rav say we did it? So the answer is, Tirgum HaRav Chanina, the answer is, Shtei Deos. We're talking about a case where there were two people. There were two people. One person did the Haktara, and one person did the Kemitza, and one person did the Lavona. We're never going to say Al Das Rishona, two people. That we're never going to say. Really, Rav is right. It's one person, and you had by avoda one, you had machshava. By avoda two, you didn't have machshava. The Chachamim would agree this pickle there. Only a chatimatir. No, because we charge your knowledge. We charge you with knowledge. The pickle for both. Back in this practice, it says otherwise. And that practice is two different people. One Kohen did the Kemitza. One Kohen did the Lavona. So I was thinking about one one not. That's never going to combine. Can't make one person the other guy's malice. That's why that case is different. That's why in that price the Chacham would hold there's no pigle. There's two different people. Two different kahana. Shtei deyo. Right? Okay. Okay. Now, next one. Toshma. Now, we're going to talk about Yom Kippur. On Yom Kippur, on Yom Kippur, there were a lot of blood that was sprinkled. A lot of blood. So now, the Gemara is going to have another kasha on Rav. When do we say? When do we say what? When do we say that if you have a machshava thought by dam of a carbon, right? When do you have such a pickle thought by a dam of a carbon? When do you have such a thought? Bidamim hanitonin al mizbeach hachiton, on the outer mizbeach. The outer mizbeach. That's where you can have a pickle thought by the outer mizbeach. Why? Because by the outer mizbeach, one sprinkling is enough. Okay? Avol, damim hanitanin al mizbeach hapnimi. But if there's an inner mizbeach, right? Kigon, for example, our ba'im b'shalosh shel yom hakipurim, the 43 sprinklings of Yom Kippur. How do you get 43 sprinklings? So the Kohen Gadol sprinkled the dam par, he had a dam of a par, his own par, 8 times, right? 7 above, 1 below, 8 times. It's 8. Where did he do that? He did it in the Kodesh. He did it in the Kodesh Kedushim between the Badim. That's 8. Then the same 8 for the Dam Seir. That was part of the Gorel. I think so. Then in the Heichal, there was another 8 and another 8, 16 of the same Dam at the Parochus of the Kodesh Kedushim. In the Heichal. That's 16. Then they would mix the two Dams together and then it would put 4 times on the horns of the Mizbeach Hapanim. 8 times 4 is 32. It's missing something. Oh, then there were 7 more that they would put on the Gag of the Mizbeach Hapanim. And then you get 43. Okay? So now. No, it's 8. It's 8, 8, and 16. 16 and 16 is 32, plus 4, plus 7. Okay? That's a different thing. V'achar asar shel par kohen ha-mashuach. If a kohen gadol makes a mistake, there were 11. 7 sprinklings and 4 applications. 7 and 4 is 11. Yeah. Well, on another basis, I'm going to teach the machlokas. Bacharasha shapalm davar shal tzibur. 11 for the parhelm davar of the whole chai. So I'll make the same 11. Right? Now, buy a carbon on the outside of the mizbeach. We have 2 that are 4. 1 is only ma'akev. But here, all 43 are ma'akev. All 11 are ma'akev. You mess up with one of these, it's no good. So, Pigel being, so the Gemara says like this. What? 1 minute, we'll get to that. now, the Kohen Gadol's, the Yom Kippur, forget the other two, the Yom Kippur for a minute. There are really three sets of blood. It's the par, the sa'ir, and then on the mizbeach itself. Right, sprinkling in the Kodesh Kedushim, sprinkling the heichal, and the mizbeach itself. So the Mishnah says, the Brayta is like this. If you had a pigel thought, bein rishona, bein shnia, bein shlishis, between the first, between the second, or between the third, right? For meir omer pigel, the chavon of karet, right? Even though, you didn't have a pigel thought by everything, that's fine. Why? Because your mayor holds, even a pigel by a chati matir is enough. The chachamim omim ein bo kareis achi yafagel b'chol ha-matir. You have to have a pigel thought by the entire matir. Ketani miya, anyway, what does this price to say? This pigel, bein rishona, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishis. Upligi. We don't say, al-das rishona. You need a pigel thought by all 43. Why? Because each one's a matir, and you all have to have all matirs. That's the Chacham's opinion. Okay? Kasha on Rav. Vim tema hachanami. Vishtei deos. What do you want to tell me? There were 2 people? I mean, the Kohen Gadol died in the middle. They got a new Kohen Gadol. What do you want to tell me? There were 2 people. The one had, right? That's what you want to tell me? That's the one you want to give me that answer? First of all, that's a machlokas about that. Honey, chalaman damar bepar, I feel damar shal par. Some hold, that if the Kohen Gadol dies on Yom Kippur in the middle, then the new Kohen Gadol takes over where the old Kohen Gadol left off. If that's true, then you can have two different people. Yeah, Kohen Gadol number one had a machshava thought by here, and Kohen Gadol number two had a machshava thought by there. So we're not going to combine those thoughts. Two different people, right? Ella lamanda amar paro par b'dovel domashal par Michael and Amar. But some hold that if the Kohen Gadol dies in Yom Kippur, you have to start over from scratch. So if you're starting over from scratch, how could you ever have two people having combining machshavas? It's impossible. Whatever the Kohen Gadol number one did, he died in the middle. So Kohen Gadol has to start over from the beginning. Get his own power. How are you ever going to have combining thoughts? It's impossible. So back to our question. Our question is, Rav's dead. That the Chachamim agree that if you have a machshavah thought by one, it carries over to two and three. That's true. Want to tell me it's two different people? Impossible. Right? How do you have two Kohanim with Dolom and Yom Kippur? It's impossible. On my Rava says like this. You know what the case is? No. We read the Brisa rule. Even though that's what it says, we're going to change it now. Keep going, for example. Shapigal be Rishona. You had Pigal by the first set. Bishasach Bishnia. Then by the second set, you were quiet. You didn't have any thought at all. Then Upigal Bishlisha. By the third set, you woke up again and had Pigal again. So, Damrinon, Tok Isol Kedaita. Al Kola Osa. Al Das Rishona Hu Osa. If we say that you follow your thought, so Mahar Debe Pligi Shlish is Lamali. So why do I have to have a new thought by the third case, by the third set? I can just follow my old set. I did number one with Piggle. Why do I have to have Piggle again in my head? We just follow whatever you did originally. Whatever you thought about is Piggle. Right? So therefore, it's a kasha on Rav. Is that a kasha on Rav? Yeah. Right. The fact that he has a new thought of Piggle, it's an unnecessary thought. Right? Why are you having a new thought? We'll just say we'll follow the Das Rishona. Since we don't say that, he has to have a new thought. Obviously, we don't agree with that. Oh, so Master Floravashi, a different question. Me de Shah Sekatani, it doesn't say that in the Bright Side. It doesn't say that. Right? We're going to reject this because it doesn't make sense. Ella Amar Ravashi, a different answer. Same answer, but a different. Hacha, this answer won't raise that. It's going to be a different question. Hacha Ba'iskin, you know what the case is over here? She could go into Pigel Berishona, the guy Vishnia, get a machshava thought by the first and the second. Vishlishi was quiet. So, Damrina, we said this. Esal Kadaita. If you always follow your thought, then Mahadar Pluge Vishnia Lomali. Why did I have to have a second thought? Same question. Obviously, we don't hold like Rav. Obviously, we don't hold like Rav. Rav said that when you have one thought, it carries over to everything else you do. So why do I have to have new thoughts of Piggle by the second avoda? I'll just carry over my old thoughts. Obviously, Rav is wrong. What? What did you say? I'm sorry. Right. The brighter. Right. One second. Shapiro Rishona Bashatak Vashniya. Right. The question is, why do the Chacham hold there's no pickle here? Why do they hold there's no pickle? Right? The Chachamim held. I'm sorry. It said, pickle, bein b'rishona, bein b'shniya, bein b'shlishas. Right? And it's a machlokas there. The Chachamim say there's no courage until you toggle b'chalam out there. According to Rav, why not? According to Rav, why do the Chachamim hold there's no pickle? So the Akimta is because you had new thoughts in between which break the chain. That's the answer. Right? Really, Rav holds, the Chachamim would agree. But here, since you had a moment of no piggle and then re-piggle, it breaks the chain. And therefore, the Chachamim holds, there's no piggle. Really, Rav says, Kutachama. You hear this? Really, Rav says, Kutachama greets me. If I pickle by one avoda, it carries over to every other avoda. Aye, this Mishnah says it's not true. That's because in that Mishnah he had new pickle for him. So there are three avoda, there are three things. By the first sprinkling, he had pickle for him. Rav would hold, it carries over to the rest. So by the second one, he had no pickle for him. Carries over. But the third one now he has new pickle thoughts. That undoes the second one. What? No, before Rashi. Rashi just changes one and three to one and two. Exactly. It's not necessary. Correct. Normally we would say you follow the thought. But here you... Right. Correct. It is. Yeah, it is and it isn't. It's a chasimata. That's the answer. It's a chasimata. The Rebbe says, I don't care. The Chum say, I do care. Therefore, you're not stop pickle. Yeah, but didn't Rav hold that we just follow? That's the first answer is, yeah, that's where you don't have any thought. Once you have a new pickle thought, it's megala to us. That when you were quiet, you tackle really were quiet. And therefore, we're not going to carry it over. So the Gemara has a technical problem with that. It doesn't say that in the Braita. I have to change it. Like this. Head Bakshava thought by one, and by two, but not by three. So by the fact that he has Bakshava thought by two, shows that by three, we're not going to say that you follow the Aldas Rishona. Right. Exactly. You hear that, Moish? El Amar Ravashi. Hacha, Mayitz Kinan, Big El, Birishona, Bishnia, Bishlishis. But not by the third. Damrinon, Ethal Kadaita. You can even say the third. The Machlok. Ethal Kadaita, Kalot, that's Bishona. Who else there? Mazda Pickle, Bishnia, Ubishlishis. Why do you need Lamali? Why do you need that? Obviously, to clue in, there's no pickle here. I, for Bane Katani. But it says bain. Bain Rishona, bain Bishnia, bain Bishlishis. Right? Which is mashma, he only had one pickle thought. Right? Kasha. Can't get out of that one. You hear? You hear that, Moish? Kasha. That's a kasha. Can't get out of that one. The Bryce said he only had one pickle thought. In order for us to get out of Rav, to make Rav make sense, we're saying that there were two pickle thoughts. That's not the right set. That's the caution. Okay? What? Yeah, he's surviving. Baruch Hashem. Yeah. What? Yeah. Not sabotaging it. Next. Exactly. Omar Mar. We said before, on Amar Aleph, Reb Meir Omer, Pigel v'chayav an Aleph Kares, right? If you had pigel by one of the blood, that's enough to give you Kares. Mechti, wait a minute. Kares lo mechayav ad shi'agriv v'kol ha-matirin. In order for Kares to kick in, you have to do everything else perfect. Correct? That's the old rule. Domar Mar, says Yei Rateh, Karetzah kosher, just like you do something right, Kacharetzah is puzzle. Just as you have to do something wrong. Mar tos kosher, shakir v'kol ha-matirin. In order for kavod to be good, you got to do everything perfect. Achar tos puzzle, even though to make something puzzle, ad shakir v'kol ha-matirin. You have to do everything perfect except for that one mistake that you made, that one pickle mistake. Now wait a minute. Hi, but by here, by the Yom Kippur, kivan d'chashivba b'snim psula, since you had a pickle thought by one sprinkling, what does that do? Pasle, it passes the carbon. Ki made the hechel. So when you go and sprinkle more in the hechel, maya ba'almahu to come madi. You're sprinkling water. Why? Since you had a machshava by application out of 43, you had a machshava of a pickle by the 13th one, right? Out of 43, so once right at that moment, the whole carbon's ruined. So now when you go the rest of them, you're sprinkling water. It's nothing. The whole carbon's ruined. How on earth could Reb Meir say, here's the question of the Gemara, how could Reb Meir hold you have partial matir, that'll ruin the entire carbon. And therefore, there is no, can't, the rest of it can't be perfect. You hear that kasha? That's the kasha, that kasha. The kasha and the akasha. Yeah? What's the kasha on that kasha? Such an obvious kasha. The kasha on that kasha is, then there's no such thing as pibble anymore. I do shchita with the intention of eating it tomorrow. So the minute I have that intention, my shchita's puzzled. So then when I do Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, it's Maya Ba'alma. How could there ever be piddle? Hear the kasha? You hear that kasha? No one hears that kasha. It's no longer perfect. Right. What about a case of shchita? In a case of shchita, there should never be, it's impossible to have piddle.
We don't do
shchita. Shchita. What do you mean? I shech the carbon with the intention of eating this carbon 2 weeks from now. That's, and then I do everything else perfect, and then 2 weeks later I go eat that carbon. Of course it's piddle. Of course, how can that be piddle? What? So what? So there's still piddle by shchita? Of course there is. No. So the answer is, what they alluded to, he was misnabbed, it wasn't even told he was being misnabbed. The answer is, because we only would say this thing of Maya Ba'alma with the exact same avoda, which can only come up when you have 43 avodas of the same thing. When I do shchita, right, I'm thinking about something else. Here, I'm thinking about the very dam. In other words, I got to do 43 dams. So when I have piggle thoughts by one of them, and I keep on sprinkling more of the same dam, then I have a havamina, it's my avalma. But when I do shchita, and then I have to do something else, a different avoda, and then I have to do kabbalah and halacha, This concept of Maya Ba'alma doesn't get off the ground. That's the answer. Okay, so the question is, it's ruined. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, Mishkach Esla, the Arba Parim, the Arba Se'irim. Right, it's ruined. Why is it ruined? Because when I do this, by sprinkling number 13, I have a Machshava thought, I've now ruined the animal, right? How can I ever have the rest of it be perfect? The answer is, with four animals, what happens? The blood spills, or you lost it. I keep having to bring a new animal. When I keep having to bring a new animal, and it gives four, there's a lot of dots to four. I keep on bringing a new animal, I'm starting over from scratch. So we had a kasha that any subsequent dot is Maya Ba'alma. No, it's not Maya Ba'alma because I have a new animal. Okay, that's the answer. That's the first answer. Rav Amar, Rav gives the second answer. Afilu Tema, Par Echad, V'Sa'ir Echad. Even, I'm not sure what the answer means. Even, you can have one animal. What was Akasha? Our Akasha was that when the animal gets ruined, you can't make the rest of it perfect. The Gemara answers, Laf Gule Mirase. How does Archibald translate that? Rashi says, it becomes piggle to be Mirase. What does that mean? Rashi says, L'inyan chain, Hain Chashuvos, Shalo Yatza Mide Piggle. What does that mean? Yeah, what does that mean in English? Right. That means, in English, what that means in English is, the kasha was, if you do something wrong, it's not perfect. The answer is correct, and that's exactly what the ritual is. In other words, it's not Maya Ba'alma. It's good enough for it to become perfect. That's the answer. I don't know. Okay, now we have a few lines of a side-off tangent. The Gemara says, Arboim v'shalosh, 43 avodot on Yom Kippur. Batanya Arboim v'sheva, we heard 47. So the Lokasha, when did we say it's 43? Commander Amar Ma'arvin, the Kronos. Do you combine the Dam of the Par and the Seir for the Kronos? If you combine them, you have four left. If you don't combine them, you have four more. Okay? Another one, an eighth, 48th one. Look, Kasha, get out of Kasha. Ha, Kamandamar, Shreim Akman. Kamandamar, Shreim Lom Akman. I mean, what do you do to left over Zab? You pour it down the Yasod. Is that Ma'akib? If it's Ma'akib, you have another one. With that Ma'akib, you don't have another one. Okay. Okay, ready for this? Brutal. I don't know how we're going to finish this. We're going to do our best. Ready for this, Kasha? Pigel b'holacha mahu. What if you have a pigel thought by holacha? You're walking the komets from here to there. We just had a machloket. That can you have pigel by a chati matir or not? Holacha is not a matir. It's not a matir. It doesn't matir anything. So pigel b'holacha mahu. Amar of Yochanan, holacha kikmitza. Same thing. As kmitza, the Rish Lakish Amar halacha kahaktara. The halacha is like haktara, okay? And according to Rish Lakish, the only way you're going to have pigle is if you have a pigle thought by the halacha of the Lavona also, okay? Now, who makes more sense? Again, within the world of the Chachamim, who makes more sense? Rish Lakish. Rish Lakish said that just like the Chacham hold by a chassi matir, so too here. Halacha is a chassi, you have to live on it too. So, Beishlam ol Rish Lakish, according to Rish Lakish, it makes perfect sense. Ikka gnami halacha de Lavona. You also have the halacha of the Lavona. El Rabbi Yochanan, my time, what's Rabbi Yochanan's reason? Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan's reason is so opposite of what we've been saying all day long that we're going to end up saying that Rish Lakish makes no sense. Okay? Listen to this. Amar of Yochanan, Amar Rava, Kasav of Yochanan, Kol Avoda She'enu Materet. If the Avoda is not a Matir, Avoda Chashuvah Higalfal Galalev B'Pnei Atma. It's so Chashuv that I don't need another thing. I don't need another Matir. In itself, it's not a Matir, it's so Chashuv. Look at Rashi. There is no Rashi. No, there is Rashi. The Rashi of Pigal Bahalachas Komet Mai. I'm sorry. Chashuvah Lefagal Alev B'Pnei Atma. See it? Chashuvah lefagel olav b'fnei atma. They're like a lemeimer ad sheyefagel b'chal ha-matir. We can't say matir. There's no matir. It's not part of the equation. The olav matir who? It's not a matir. Ve'ein koach la'cheres la'akiv. Something else can be ma'akiv it. You hear that? You know what we just did? We had a machlokas in a rava between a chacham and a meir about a chati matir. What about halacha of the levona? A halacha of the kmita? Says the rava, that's not a matir. What about the halakha of the Lavona? Irrelevant. It's not a matir. When does the Chacham hold? You need both avodas, but each one's a matir. Halakha is not a matir. It's not a matir anything. Therefore, I don't need another avoda. Amalei Abaya, what about this? Harei shechitas echad min hakvasim. What about if I shecht one of the sheep on Yom Kippur, on Shavuos, to zu avoda she'eino matirta? It's not a matir. Why is it not a matir? Because the zrikat adam is the matir, not the shechita. Upligi, and yet there's a machlokus about that. Ditnan, the Mishnah said on Amar Aleph, Shachar Edom and Akvasim Lechal Shtei Chalos L'Machar. I shech one sheep today, eat the two chalos tomorrow, right? Or Hikter Echem and Abatichin, I bring one spoon Lechal Shtei Sedarim L'Machar to eat six loaves tomorrow. Rav Meir Omer Pigel V'Chevan of Courage V'Chama Omer Ein Chay Evo Courage Hachavah Chalamatir. Right? So what do you see from that? Even by Shechita, which is not a matir, the Chachamim hold that you need, it's still considered, you still need the other half. What's the other half? The other sheep. So Amalei, so Rabbi says that, Misavarza, Lechem Tanur Kodesh, you think that the Lechem becomes Kodesh by baking it? No. Shechitas Kvasim Mekadshala. The Shechita of the sheep is Mekadesh the bread. And Vahaba, Lekadesh, Kiba Lahatir Dami. Something that comes to Mekadesh has the same status as a matir. So really, the sheep is a matir. What's it matir? It's not matir the sheep that you drink it for. It's matir the bread. Now we're going to ask the exact same question by Erev Pesach. Now, halacha is that Erev Pesach, you have to have in mind to shech the korban Pesach for people that are roid to eat it. What if you have in mind to shech for people that don't have a mishmila? Kind of a korban Pesach. What if you have in mind for both? Some yeah, some don't have a brit mit, some do. That's fine. Again, it goes which one was first. So, Masav Rav Shtimi Bar Ashi. Acherim say, tiktim mulim la'arelim, if you first think about the people with the bris milah, and then you think about the arelim, kasher, that's fine. However, the other way around, tiktim arelim mulim, puzzle, that's no good. The kaimalon, and we say, the b'chati matzer pligi. The whole thing about each half, the one in an animal, right? The kona and the vesha, the esophagus and the windpipe. By the first cutting of the first time, you're thinking about death. Then by the other one, you're thinking about death. And the whole was also machlokas. It's a machlokas, right? Now, this shechit doesn't matter anything. What kind of machlokas is this? Amalei, mitzvarta, dam tavor, behem a kadosh? You think it's the dam of the tavor, that's what makes the that's what makes the shechita proper? No, dam, zakin mekadshele, it's the night. Same answer. So really, the shechita is the matir, and therefore, I can have a machlokas about a chati matir. On a chati avoda, can't have a machlokas. If it's a chati avoda, the chati avoda. If it's an avoda, it's not a matir, everybody would agree to single. So we're trying to find cases where it's a chati matir. So no, it's not a chati matir. This is an avoda. This is a chati matir. Therefore, there could be a machlokas. If it would be an avoda, there would not be a machlokas. So I'll do one more. Tashma. The bad devar mamur. We said this on a manal. When do we say what? That if you have pigle on a kamita, you have a pigle of the carbon, it has this price already, the kamita, ubamatan kli, ubahiluch, these three things. My love, aren't we talking about lehiluch the haktara? The hiluch for the haktara, meaning what? You're taking this komet to bring machtirit, and the chachamim hold. And the Chacham hold that's pigle against Rish Lakish. It's against Rish Lakish. The Gemara says lo, right? It's against Rish Lakish. The Gemara says lo. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about the hiluch, the matan kli. No. You're only bringing the komet to put it into a kli. You're not being mocked with it. You're only putting it into a kli. The Gemara says ihachi. If that's true, matan kli ube hiluch, but the hiluch ube matan kli be boiling. You should take the other way around. You're right, change it around. The Gemara says, wait a minute. Balol haktara, it says you're coming to burn it. You're not coming to burn it. You're coming to put it into a kli. Then balol halacha be boiling. It should say balol halacha. So the Gemara says, well, halacha, that's not such a kasha. Came into halacha, dar haktara he, it's going to eventually be burnt. Kari le haktara. We use the lashon of haktara. Ella, it says nasa and it's a komet, b'shtika. It says nasa, you put the no, that's what's going on. Holech. Shtika mi boile. Should say holech mi boile. The Gemara says, right, you're kasha, you're right, and therefore, even though we started off by saying Rish Lakish made the most sense, Rish Lakish is disproven. Right? Because he can't get out of his price, he's disproven. Okay? We'll stop here. Almost got to the bottom. But this is probably the hardest case. We left the last. The hardest case. And we will resume tomorrow. Everybody have a good day.